Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Crafts used to be survival skills, making your own clothing and shelter to creating meals. Here's a little historical jaunt of how we went from churning butter to spending top dollar on artistic charcuterie. From the loom to mass-produced cloth. It's funnier than it sounds, so let's get crafty with your witches. And now, Lisa, Shelley, and Daryl.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another exciting, invigorating show of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Thank you for showing up, you and the other witches. I am your bad witch, Lisa Brown, along with the good witch, Shelley Majors.
Hi, ho.
And the man witch, Daryl Brown.
Hi, hi.
Today, we are going to be talking about crafting and also about, like, you know, what is relevant anymore, what people are not doing and what's been kind of taken out of the crafting
lost art
repertoire.
Yeah.
So let's start with you guys. Do you do any crafts that you just, like, you feel like you're really good at, or that you just do because it chills you out or whatever and stuff?
Not nearly as much as you. I did learn how, if you guys are in the mood for it, if you are in the need for it, I can knit you the longest string.
Really?
Nice.
I can knit in a straight line until I'm out of string.
She calls it the umbilical cord.
You just can't turn it around?
No.
Okay.
I like buying yarn.
Okay. Yes. There you go.
It's so cozy.
And then do you unravel it and then start over, or you just leave it in the string like that?
Just like, you never know. You might need a string.
Yeah.
Break out of jail. You can bring one thing on Survivor. I'm bringing my string.
Yeah. They're like, hey.
Could you take all of the string and make it into a blanket?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
You can't. Okay.
That's what stores are for.
There you go.
So we're talking about, like, handmade goods.
Yeah.
Kind of versus, you know, factory made goods. I'm all factory, except for my mom. It's a bummer, man.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are good at lots of crafts. You guys craft in front of the TV, don't you?
Did your mom ever try to teach you to sew? Because I know she's
she
such a
did.
Good tower.
She and did.
Tower.
She did. And then she decided to wait until my brothers got married, and then she had daughters-in-laws that were crafty, and their kids are crafty.
Oh, wow.
So she taught them to do it?
Yeah.
Like, she, okay, let's go back.
Yeah.
So she was like, I'm going to teach you to sew. And then she brought the thing out, and she's like, I'm going to go ahead and just not.
No. We gave it a little more time than that.
Oh, okay.
But she was like, okay, this is how you cut out. Like, we would go to the store, the fabric store. We would buy a pattern, you know, like, what do you want to wear?
Okay.
And what is your size? And so we would go home and cut out the pattern with the fabric that we chose, and then she would put it on the sewing machine, and I'd be like, I'm gonna go watch cartoons. Yeah,
you'd just up and leave. I'm like, I'm done with that whole thing.
Kinda,
you didn't even try?
I tried a little bit.
Yeah.
It just didn't interest me.
Mm.
Okay.
I want it to interest me. It don't.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Did you ever take home ec?
Yeah.
And did you enjoy it?
I'm a lot more interested in and better at cooking.
Okay.
Yes. But yep, I can't sew shit.
Wow.
Oh, you know what I can do? You know when you lose a string in the waistband of your sweatpants?
Mm-hmm.
I can take a safety pin and do it on one end and inchworm it all the way. Yeah.
Well,
I like
cool.
that. That's fun. That's relaxing to me.
Really?
Is that a craft or is that just mending?
That's just
that's just mending.
Yeah, I guess.
Just being resourceful. That's making it work.
I don't know if it's crafty, but that's cool. I can't do that.
Because otherwise my sweatpants wouldn't stay.
Right.
That's and then I'm the one who's like, at that point, just buy some new sweatpants.
Yeah, no, I'll fix your sweatpants.
Oh, yeah, this gal that's got the same pajamas. You have one, those ones that there is no elastic anymore.
Who needs it?
Yeah, she's no, like, I will get a shoestring out of the street that has been pissed on and make it my new sweatband.
Well, you have all your other strings.
Yes. Yeah, I have so many strings.
You should put two together.
Exactly.
Take those strings, umbilical cord strings, and make them into sweatband strings.
Yes, and the name of my new company is Shelley Knits! Exclamation point.
Oh, I like it.
Or
should it be Shelley Knits?
No.
With question mark?
How about Shelley, I'll string you along.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I love your new company. I'll take two.
There you go.
You know, the I used to do the glass etching all the time.
I loved that. You did it at craft night.
But the thing that sucks now is that damn Cricut cut has taken away. You don't have to do, you don't need to have the X-Acto knife. You don't have to cut that design out.
Right.
You can get a Cricut cut, get the design, boom, slap it on a mirror, peel it out and slap. Yeah.
It's computerized. You can do that on top of a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Just a perfect exact replica of a picture.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Which it's weird. I'd like to get one of those machines. That's where you can make cups and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, Shannon has one of those, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Well, it's funny because the guy that, the doctor that's down the hall from us at our office, he rushed in the other day and he peeks his head in the door of our office, and I'm sitting there and I go, hey, dude, what's up? He goes, hey, I know you guys do a lot of crafts in here and stuff. You got a pair of scissors I can borrow?
And I'm like, it made absolutely no sense.
And I looked at Lisa and go, am I missing something here?
You guys are great cooks. Do you have a can of paint?
I just don't, that really does not make sense. When did he ever see us doing crafts?
Because I just sit at my...
have we done crafts?
What are you going to... Origami.
Yeah.
You know me.
He walks by, he's like, oh my gosh, they're playing with putty.
I had to pick one office building that had scissors, definitely those.
Yeah. Those guys are definitely, yeah.
Yeah, that's so
funny. I go, witchcrafting.
I like to do diamond art.
I know.
I don't
you
do
need,
it
you've
as
got
much.
So many, and you need to get back on it.
I have enough to do for the rest of my life if I never bought another diamond art again.
Okay, nobody buy Lisa diamond art.
No, well, you know, maybe I'll find something that's cuter. I'll put it in my little box.
We don't know.
But here's what happened with the diamond art thing.
Okay.
So I have a whole, like, tub, like a...
storage tub.
Yeah. I was going to say Tupperware container, but that's not it. A storage tub of all my stuff. And I told Daryl, I said, I want to start doing diamond art again. And he said, that's a really good idea. And I said, so I'm going to bring it downstairs. And he goes, no, I'll put a table in your bedroom.
Oh.
So apparently...
He doesn't want it to be his problem.
Yes.
Yes.
Because he knows that it'll probably be on the kitchen table for about 3.5 months.
And the crazy thing about it was she used to do it at our old house. I mean, she did it on a TV tray.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and stuff. But I'm the one that has that really weird keen eye and look around and this and that. And I'm like, there's something shiny on the floor over there. And she'd be like, boop, she'd lose a diamond
it's
art
messy,
thing.
It's messy, and it's also hard to clean up, so you kind of, it's like doing a puzzle.
Right.
Like, at the end of the time you're puzzling, you're not going to take the puzzle pieces and put them back in the box.
No.
You kind of just leave them there until you're done with the puzzle.
Like,
so,
look at what I did.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but you kind of have to just leave it there until it's done, and then you figure out what you're going to do with it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I guess that we're just going to, I'm going to need a nicer chair or something, because I can't just sit.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah. But, yeah, I really want to do that, because I really do enjoy that.
I get the appeal of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of unfuck-upable.
Yeah.
In a way, you know, because if you pick the wrong color by a shade or two, who's going to know?
Well, I think it would fuck it up if you did.
Yeah.
But it could be fixed.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Like if you look at it and then all of a sudden Jesus is winking.
Right.
You know?
The Sistine Chapel.
You can, but it's not hard to do. So I don't think you would fuck it up.
She got me one and I was done in like
same with Natalia.
Yeah.
I thought that would be a really granddaughter Lala thing, and she put down about three different things and said later she pulled a Shelly. She was like, I'm gonna go watch cartoons.
Yes, I gotta go now.
That was fun. Great. Gotta go, Granny.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's relaxing.
Is this a craft or a skill?
Okay.
I like to braid and dress up Barbies.
I like that too.
Like braiding Barbie
hair.
Okay, it's just a hobby.
I don't even think it's a hobby.
Am I too old for that hobby?
It's playing with toys.
It's playing with toys.
Shelly's down in her basement. Oh, there you are.
No, I'm down in Sunny Nucci's basement.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know what's really funny about Barbies, not to go off the rails, but I am, is that with, I don't, Daryl, you never played Barbies, did you? Not really?
No.
Well, you had girl cousins and stuff, but I don't ever remember actually, like, playing a scenario. Like, Barbies were... You dressed them up.
Yep.
You did their hair.
Uh-huh.
You put them in poses.
Yes.
And then you redressed them.
Exactly.
And did their hair some other way. It wasn't like you were like, hi, what are you doing? I'm going to the store.
You might create a scenario for them to get dressed for.
Yes.
Perhaps like riding a horse.
Yeah, or Barbie
whorehouse.
Because
I had the Mustang or the Barbie
whorehouse. Did you have the horse?
I had the horse. Uh-huh. Yeah.
She even had the one... It was, well, she was Big Mama. That's what we called her. But
oh my God, the one that winked?
She winked.
Pushed a button in her back, and she had eyelids.
And she'd go,
blue
the
eyelids.
The horseman wink?
No, this is the
Big Mama.
Big, oh, and so
the bar, okay,
she had blue eyeshadow, and you push the back, and she'd wink. But when we decided to make it into a Barbie whorehouse, she, was, big, she was the madam.
Yeah. Because she was obviously older, more sophisticated.
She was, she knew how to
She had more business acumen.
Right.
Did Lee Majors come over with his karate chop?
Oh my gosh, that and Shit and Shave Ken, they were both the biggest customers.
Shit and Shave Ken.
He had a
fun and G.I. Joe.
Yes. G.I. Joe was, he never left. I'll be honest.
Oh my God.
All the Kens were gay. I mean, I'm not going to, I don't want to like.
Don't judge them by their nubs.
But when we laid them on top of Barbie, they never did anything.
No.
Well, there was nothing rising.
No reaction.
Yeah.
There was no.
So they didn't get paid a lot.
That went a totally different
But speaking of toys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so sorry.
No, you're good.
But we're still there. Maybe also a hobby, maybe also playing with toys, but it could have grown into a craft, maybe. Mm-hmm. I loved fashion plates. And then were those little plastic plates, and they like had the model's head and then their top and then the bottom and then their boots or their sandals or the whatever. But you could put all these plates together, and then you'd put paper over them and like rub it with a crayon and make your own outfits.
Oh.
Like there was colored pencils. I did too. And they were all hues of pink, you know, like the top was light pink and the middle was middle pink and whatever. But anyway, you could make all these awesome 70s outfits, like kind of Holly Hobby-ish or, you know, boots or a sassy boho situation. And I really thought I was going to grow up and be a fashion designer.
Me too.
And I don't know what happened.
It didn't get me anywhere.
No.
I had one, and I'm no more successful
Let's
in the fashion industry.
Let's scour Etsy for some fashion plates.
See, that,
that
was
plates.
Crafting at an early age.
I kind of.
Kind of teaching girls how to combination colors.
Yeah, put them all together, the colors and the outfits.
Yeah.
And then after really you would do the outline scrapey thing, then you could take it off the plate and then detail it.
Yes.
Did you like do their hair?
Yeah. Or like make a pattern on the shirt or whatever. Oh
yeah.
My God, it was so, much fun.
Yeah.
I want to play fashion plates with
you.
It's so funny. I was thinking, you know, you said you had a girl cousin. Well, I did, but my cousin had everything, like, you know, my grandparents spoiled her to death. Mm-hmm. But I just remember the one thing I thought was kind of odd was all my, well, my poor friends played with paper dolls that, you know, you'd fold over the dresses over there.
Yes.
She had the cling ones.
Yes.
That was like on a black
plate. She was rich.
You put it on the black plate. You know, like the cling the things we have for our windows now. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then she could put like different, I'm like.
Oh, I never bet that had was fun. Those.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I had the, oh, shit. I think that it was the paper dolls, but they were the Little Rascals.
Oh, fun.
They
oh
were
my God.
So cute and stuff. So then they were just everybody's babies.
Yes, and they had the little dog with them.
Were they all okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Little Rascals or was it Dennis the Menace? I don't remember, but they were a little littler than the rest of the paper dolls.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh, that's so cute.
And that's the other one that I would do, is that I would just dress them up.
Uh-huh.
And then I would take their
they
clothes off.
They didn't talk to each other. They weren't friends.
Really.
No, it was a fashion show.
Yeah, it was a fashion show. Fun. Okay, let's get back to speaking of fashion.
Yeah, well, which ones are we there? Where which craft do you wish you were good at, if you would put in the time, etc.? Or did I get ahead of you?
You got it's no big deal, but just in other ones, other crafting stuff that I do is I make jewelry.
Yes.
And what I would like to learn is how to make better jewelry. Like, I have these really cool earrings that I wear almost like all the time that I bought at a craft show, and they were, I thought, relatively expensive, like $20, which I wouldn't normally buy, but they're really cute. I wish that I could learn how to make those. Like,
were they the skull ones?
And I wear them all, and she made them with guitar wire and skulls. She do some with spent casings from bullets.
That's
and
stuff. Seconds.
Yeah, and they're awesome. I don't know. I could probably learn if I took the time. I mean, the reason that she probably charged so much is because there was a lot of time into it.
Sure.
But I'd love to learn to do something.
I would
like
her number because we wanted to get something made for the boys from my dad's spent shell casings from the 21
Guns Salute. That's amazing. I
I'm friends with her on Facebook.
Love that. That'd cool. be really cool. I think all the jewelry you make is really wonderful, but it would also be cool to learn kind of the different styles like you were saying. Mm-hmm. But remember Kelly Nutter McKenzie?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. She collects sea glass. Mm-hmm. So there's these beautiful stones mm-hmm. and sea glass. And then also she has a very intricate kind of wiring system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So pretty.
So yeah, cool.
Let's do that.
Okay.
You know what's funny is we're watching this show called Shrinking, mm-hmm. and one of the main characters, the lady, she does rock tumbling.
Oh.
Which is a lost art.
Which is a lot.
Yeah. Totally.
And yeah. I don't know where yours went to, because I bought you one.
You did. And it
I bought you one for Christmas one year.
It was in the shed forever.
Yeah.
And I don't, when you packed up the shed, you didn't see it?
I didn't see it.
I know, because I never played with it, and I wanted it, because I was always like, I want a rock tumbler. I think yes. that'd be so fun. And he bought me one for Christmas, and I never used it.
Save it for the show.
Okay, cool.
Oh, wait, we're here.
We're yeah. here.
Okay. Does it, what polish is it? Is it rice or something on the inside that scrubs it?
You stick it in there, and yeah. you put your rocks, and there's all these different kind of... I think liquids and stuff, but I think there is, like, you put salt in there too, I think. I don't yeah. know.
Maybe
I could
sand.
Be wrong.
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but I had
one. I never opened it.
I had one when I was a kid. Yeah, I got it for you for Christmas, and then we didn't do it because the kids were always over on the weekends. I told her, you got to set up and put it someplace, like, in the shed.
Yeah.
So it'll sit there because it's noisy.
I didn't take the plastic off.
No, and that's the weirdest thing.
I did not open it. Yeah, and
Let's
I wanted to.
Play with it next time.
Oh, well, I don't know where it's at.
Find that.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'd also like to, I make t-shirts and so does Daryl with yes. the Crick Cut and stuff. I'd like to kind of elevate that.
Yeah.
To where, we could learn, instead of just simple Crick Cut design, stuff that a little bit more intricate and stuff like that.
I know you get paid for it, but your nails are a craft. Oh, kind of. They're an
thank
art.
You.
They're yeah. beautiful.
Thanks.
For sure. Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. okay. What would you guys like to learn how to do?
Okay. Can I go?
Yeah.
I got a lot. I would like to, I think it'd be peaceful to be a painter. Mm. That'd be kind of nice, you know, go set up in a nice, peaceful place. Painting would be good. Better writer. Sewing, I actually kind of would like to know now. Quilting, I think would be amazing. And because you're making memories for people, especially yeah. if you can take their, you know,
little
like
t-shirts.
Yeah, or mm-hmm. like the pillowcase of your whatever. Mm-hmm. Just all of that stuff I think is cool.
Yeah.
Let's make Christmas ornaments one time, guys.
Oh, that'd
I
be fun.
I have done that before.
Yeah, I've mm-hmm. done it with like, well, we did it in school
yeah.
where you took the different colored string and then dipped it in glue and glitter, which Daryl loves, and then put it over a blown up balloon. And then when it popped.
Oh, yeah, you had that.
Yeah, you had the outside thing. That was really pretty.
I did ones I gave to my clients one year.
Yes.
And they were the glass, or I think they were glass, but they were clear. And then we stuffed them with potpourri. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I have one of those.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah.
So we
well,
made
those.
Well,
from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm like, somebody took my idea.
Yeah.
No.
Do you remember the time we, it was with Caden, and we took leaves? And you know how you take leaves and you put wax paper and then you take crayons?
Yes.
And you take crayon shavings and you put it and then you iron it. Remember we did that with Caden?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
That's really
that
cute.
We made soap once too.
Yeah, we did. We made soap.
We were really into making soap for a while.
That goes into my meat.
Oh, sorry. Keep, okay.
No, that's totally good.
And what else? Isn't you have any other ones on there?
I love really fun dishes and glassware. I think that would be fun to do. So have you guys ever gone
like a pot, like a, oh my like making a pot?
Like sculpting, I guess, sure.
That's yes, the guy down the hall busted us doing the day we were making pottery.
No, we weren't.
No, I mean like glass.
Yeah.
So did you ever go to a glass blower?
I went to one down in the Springs, and it's the coolest damn
Isn't
thing.
It?
Yeah. What are you with?
My Easy. Mom, we used to have a big swan, and we had all kinds of glass
the
balloon stuff.
Thing.
Really?
We went to Estes Park with Chase and Sparkles Ashes,
mm-hmm.
and you pick different colors of the non-melted glass, and they blow it and do all the cool things with it. Mm-hmm. But Mom and I took a class and made little shot glasses because, you know, my mom and tequila.
Yeah.
But anyway, you pick your own colors, but they show you how to roll it and how hot it's supposed to get and all that. It's super fun.
I love that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
One of a kind stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to learn how to make those little crochet animals.
Oh, cute. Mm.
But I don't want to learn. I just want to know how to do it. Like,
what's the difference between knowing and learning?
Learning, you have to practice and like and stuff.
She wants to skip a few.
I don't want to have to. I was actually just talking to my friend Alex, who's one of my clients, but she's my friend too, and she got the little crocheted animal kits for Christmas.
Okay.
Her parents, I think, got her a dinosaur and her boyfriend got her a penguin.
Okay.
And I said, I bought myself a penguin too. And this was 6 months ago or something,
uh-huh.
maybe even longer, maybe a year ago. I got it on Temu. It was like $2.62.
Okay.
And she said, oh my God, it took me like 58 hours, but I actually got mine done. And I said, I went for about 3.5 seconds and I threw it to the ground and said, fuck you, penguin.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, did you watch the video? And I said, what is this video you speak of?
Temu don't give out no videos.
That's what I said. I go, Temu don't give you no video. And she goes, oh, mine came with like a QR code where you could watch a video and then it showed you how to do it and this and that. And she goes, I have the cutest little dinosaur. She goes, one of its arms is a little wonky, but the rest of it is really cute. And I was dying. And I was like, I don't, because it was really funny because I do have a friend named Jordan also who does make those crocheted animals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's good, really good at it. She made the bat that we have.
Yeah.
And
Amy's daughter.
Yes. Yeah. Amy Bogan's daughter. And I gave her the penguin and I said,
do with it what you will.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't want it back. Give it to Quinn, which is her baby. No, she said, it's so funny because she sent me a picture of it and its eye was like all, and it's like, it was all, she goes, I don't think it was you. She's like, I'm actually really good at this. And
she
this,
is.
Yeah, she's like, this, I just, I feel like it didn't have it enough parts or something. And it's all like it's all like poor
a
little
pirate.
It
one
was.
Eye.
It was very sad. But yeah, I'd really like to be able to make those. I just don't want to take the time to learn how to do it.
Yes.
Wouldn't
that be cool if we learned how to sew and then we could make in real life our fashion plate designs?
I used to sew.
Uh-huh.
I did really.
Did you reap what you sowed?
When I was in, I think seventh grade, I learned how to sew. And then throughout junior high, I was doing it more, but I never got, so I decided to start making my sister clothes because she was about as big as a Barbie.
She mm-hmm. is a doll.
She was just so little, like a little baby doll.
Mm-hmm.
But I never it graduated to zippers.
Oh, that's
so awesome. Everything, so everything had a button or a
no, she I would just make her squeeze into it.
Oh.
And it would be like I'd be like, here, get it over your head. I'm like
and then she'd be like this.
She's all walking.
She looked like the penguin.
Oh my God. It was, yeah. But she wore them. I made her a whole, all these little outfits, but they would just have to like, it,
all
you know.
The dresses look like the little girls on the Charlie Brown Christmas. It just has a head hole and two eyeballs and you just, it's like a poncho.
Pretty much. But I had a great seam.
So up the
seam.
Sides. Oh,
the
I
seams
bet.
Were great.
I'm
but,
sure.
Yeah. But I did that for, I actually, They had taught us, we had to make a kimono. Did you ever have to do
no.
that? Yeah. So that was one. We had to make a kimono and then actually decorate it and stuff. It was beautiful.
Oh, I bet it was.
Yeah. So.
Because at the beginning, aren't they just gigantic tees?
Yeah.
You and know, then like the tees?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you sew them up the sides or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's the ornate, like the sashes and
I
stuff
think,
that
I
are so complicated.
I feel like if you
right?
didn't do it, it must have been in seventh grade, because that's the only year we didn't go to school together.
Yeah.
And stuff. So, because then everybody.
I bet that's what it was.
Yeah. Because we made them in whatever the home ec class was.
Yeah.
I also made a skateboard that was a pillow.
I remember that. Was the kimono white?
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I remember it. You had it in your closet.
I kind of cheated a little bit because my grandma was an artist and she helped me with the flowers on the front of it.
It was gorgeous.
So she drew all the flowers and I colored them in.
Yeah.
And stuff. It was really pretty. We did a really good job. I was.
Did you tell them that you wrote a Billy Joel song? Because that's what she did.
No, because I don't ever give myself away with the stuff I lie about and stuff. So when
we'll
I write
never
Billy
know.
Joel songs and my grandma draws the flowers for me, I just let everybody believe I did it.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that was a beautiful kimono and well played.
Thank you. Also, I would like we just said, to be able to make those cups and mugs.
What kind of mugs?
The ones that you put pictures on. I would like that.
Oh, okay.
Stuff.
Yeah, the thing that Shannon
has. I would be an investment, but I think that I would do really well with selling them at the mm-hmm. boutique. Because if we had a whole, like, people buy, they say that you attract people that are like you.
Yes.
So I attract a lot of people like skulls and stuff like that. Dark stuff, sure. Bats, this and that.
Kimono lovers.
Kimono, I'll make a kimono cup. So if I had it there and I made it myself, I could do it. And also, you know what's really funny? Because this is the total opposite, but I do sell a lot of religious stuff.
Yeah.
So if it's like, has some kind of a Bible verse or Jesus loves me and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I had it because I think that people are proof of purchased thing.
Uh-huh.
So what are you doing?
My headphones were on the wrong way.
Oh, I thought you were like, hurry it up.
Oh, no, no. Oh, okay. Like this, I motioned to the camera like.
He was doing this like lefty loosey.
Right. I had to look down at my shoes. Okay, yeah, I messed up.
Oh, how funny.
Well, Lisa, to your point, Travis had a friend named Stephanie that owned a gift shop called Pandora's Box on Grant, and it has moved or it's gone or whatever. But that was my go-to for every single birthday, and you have friends with birthdays all throughout the year.
Right.
And your friends are getting their nails done all throughout the year. And your stuff would be custom and personal and beautiful.
Right.
And I love the idea of making it into
Well, that's how they did the ones with the grandkids. We have the pictures of the grandkids on cups.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, well,
so cute.
Yeah.
You need to buddy up with your daughter and say, let's get it going.
Shannon has made the coolest keychains.
I'm wearing her earrings right now.
Yes, and she it makes those cup holder things where you put in the cup in your car.
The spongy ones in the bottom of the car.
So cute. Yeah.
And stuff. So I'm going to start getting those from
there
her
you go.
To sell.
And say, can I bring my diamond art over and hang out?
We'll just
craft. Those would have been great stocking stuffers. I didn't think about that, the things you put in your cup holders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she needs to really get out and do that.
Yeah.
She's crafty. She gets that from my mom.
Oh, she's super crafty. Yeah, she did ceramics, right?
Yeah.
Like my grandma?
Everything. Ceramics, crocheting. She made doll clothes. She made,
As far as artistic-wise, I'd like to learn to play an instrument. But that's the thing with that, too, is I don't want to learn to play. I just want to know how to play.
Yeah.
I want it to be, like, have you ever heard of those, like, people that are just savants that way?
Yeah.
Like, they're 2 years old, and they get up to the piano and start playing Bach.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Is that it? Something?
Yeah.
Beethoven?
Bach is a guy. Beethoven. Okay. Yep.
And Mozart. I just wish I had that, but I don't have the time to actually worry about it.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Cool.
You got to try.
Well,
that's unfortunate.
Our... Yeah.
That was an
You know, the more I try, the luckier I get.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. The more I don't try, the more I wish I just knew how to do it.
Are we coming back with the meat?
We
the
are.
Lost wow, part the, of
yeah,
crafting.
That was a lot of a. Intro.
Yeah, it was.
That's fine. We're making up for last
show. That's right. We cheated you guys on the last two shows. This one, you're in for a ride.
Yeah, there you go. Come back with meat. She's crafting. She gets around. She's
crafting. She's always down. She's crafting. Hey there, witches. Welcome back to the meat of the program.
Mm-hmm.
As you longtime listeners would know, that is the magical edamame adolescent tortuga.
Yes.
Part of the program.
I love that.
Yes.
Tortuga?
It's I'm so glad we thought of that.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's a Spanish tortoise.
Yeah.
I like it.
Exactly. Hey, so we talked about all of our crafting that we do and have done and would like to do, but there's so many things that we didn't even realize were maybe necessary to our survival.
Right.
Or that were so cool that people had to do that we take for granted because it's done by a factory now or whatever, like the lost art of crafting. So we just think, you know, you go onto Temu or something and you have yourself a $3 t-shirt that takes 6 weeks to get here, right?
Or a $2.62 penguin.
Right.
Yes.
All the things.
Yeah.
But it's not just the act of making that thing. It's how do you get the materials, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if you had to make the threads for all of your clothes? If you had a loom and you went out and sheared a goddamn sheep to make wool, to make a loom, to make a bracelet, or bracelet, a blanket.
Or a bracelet.
Woolly bracelet.
Yeah, look at that, my furry bracelet.
Remember that time I got you a woolly bracelet?
Shelly had her furry handcuffs.
I was on a goddamn roll there, and it made a woolly bracelet from a woolly mammoth.
That's I cannot imagine how to do that.
Or like you're at picking cotton. Where I mean, that fabric had to come from somewhere.
I had a hard enough time getting to a Michaels.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Are you
kidding me?
Yeah.
But when people say that cotton picking whatever, it's because it sucks.
Yeah.
And you're going to hurt your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot.
Yeah.
And just to have a breathable fabric.
Mm-hmm.
I'm angry.
Oh,
I'm angry.
Well,
I brought it in. You take it away.
That's why it might be that some of these things are very much not as relevant as they used to be.
Well, yeah, because it's hard.
Well, yeah, and it's like a lost art. People doing ceramics.
Sure.
They have the cute little ceramic shops now that already have the bisque made, and you just have to paint it, and they have stickers that you can put on it and melt on there that are cute and stuff. And yes, does it take artistic talent? Yes, absolutely. But it's not like the ceramics that our parents did, or we even did when we were really little, by any stretch.
You didn't fire it yourself, sculpt it yourself, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. You didn't sing, oh, my love. You didn't sit one behind the other.
No, but I wish I would have.
Yeah, and as we talked about in the other episode, actually making your own clothes.
Yes.
How many people still take the drapes off? Bring them down and make them all for their seven children who can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody does that anymore.
I think you have your classics missed up, but that's fun.
Did a coat
of many colors.
Gone with the Wind used the drapes.
But so did Maria.
Did she?
Wasn't
well, then
it?
I'm addicted.
Maria.
From Sound of Music.
That's how she had all the
fame. Don't ask me.
Did everybody make all of their clothes out of drapes?
Now, it's been a while since I've seen it.
Did the movie match the drapes? I don't know.
I felt like...
Who wore the drapes the best, though? Carol Burnett?
Yeah, Carol Burnett definitely did it. But I remember, like, somebody was like, here, take these and throw them out. And Maria was like, I can make clothes out of these. They're play clothes.
Yes.
And then the dad got mad because he was like, who let you wear those? Maria, I'm just going to yell at you until I marry you at the end.
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
I don't know.
She is a rascal.
Oh, Maria.
Right. Yeah. You're probably right because you're right about everything. Mm. But I agree. Yeah, making your own clothes. And then it's like, well, somebody's got to make the drapes.
Right.
Now
we don't have any drapes.
Today's drapes are tomorrow's dresses.
That's right.
Yeah, and then here goes Shelley trying to find a woolly mammoth again.
To make bracelets. We all need bracelets.
Being said, I mean, you're a perfect example. Your mom made a lot of your clothes.
Absolutely.
You know, and my grandma used to do that too. And my grandma would come over to our house and things like, oh, those jeans need some mending. Or those socks. And she'd take her. They don't do that anymore. For Christ's sake. Jelly Roll, the singer, doesn't wear the same pair of socks twice.
Oh, my goodness.
He never does.
He never does.
There is a pile outside of his house of one tiny sauce.
I'd be Jelly's neighbor. I'd be sock rich.
He said that that is his guilty pleasure. When he was young, he had to wear the same socks over and over. And so now that he has money, it's the only thing that he really does that's like.
You do not have to stand up for Jelly Roll.
I know.
he's a big enough guy. He can stand up for himself.
I got to tell you, though, I have my own ones of those that you guys probably do, too, on a much lower level, but I'm like, I am at an age where if there's a hole in something, I'm not going to wear it. I want to wear nice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it was a $5 thing or whatever, I'm not 20. I'm not a starving artist. I don't want to wear shit that needs repair. And socks is the number one example.
Well, yeah.
You're a rag now.
I have to do this to my wife. If I look over, if there's a little bit of a blown out heel or a little
toe,
I pull it off her foot and
he
rips it apart.
I'm like, wear
this
it again.
Is, do not
you
wear this.
You have a job. Wear nice socks.
Yes, yeah. Totally. And she doesn't do it anymore, but, you know.
It's because my mom bought me a bunch of socks for Christmas.
She did, yeah.
Also great.
She got jelly.
A good sock is hard to find.
With sewing, though, do you know any? I mean, ask your nieces and nephews.
Anybody that
knows how to thread a needle.
Oh, yeah.
I bet some of my nieces do.
Oh, that's right. I forgot your mom taught him that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like little kids. Because they're not as young as my grandkids.
Right.
And stuff, but I don't think nary a one.
Or what that means.
What
is an eye of a needle?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah. If I said just thread this, they would probably stick me in the eye of the needle.
That's why they were so dumbfounded during Cinderella. Like, what the hell are they doing?
Right.
What's that needle for?
Where's the batteries?
The talking mouses make sense, but the threading the needle, not so much.
Good point.
Knitting is another one. I think crocheting is still kind of around,
uh-huh.
but knitting so much isn't, I don't think. I think it's harder.
It is harder. There's more dexterity, and to connect it to make things is harder.
Well,
like a sock.
Or is more than just one line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
That line can one day be a bracelet.
Yeah, right.
I could make that happen.
What was the one thing I told you this morning?
The loom.
No, but it was the square thing. Remember, you used to make the pot holders.
It's real easy, Phil.
It is. Well, latch hook.
Latch hook
is real easy, Phil.
And do they make latch hook keys anymore? Like kits. Sorry.
Kits. I was keys. I was like, is that
a
thing?
Seltzer. No.
I don't know. We could look it up.
What is it?
A latch hook. You don't know what a latch hook was?
It's fuzzy art.
Yeah, I used to make the rugs.
Exactly. Do they have kits of that? Let's look on Amazon.
They've got to, don't they?
I don't know.
I've never seen anybody say, I'm going to go latch hook tonight.
I asked Lisa, I go, do they still have paint by numbers?
They should.
Because
well,
now
they
you
have coloring books.
Now they have it on your phone where you can just do the paint by. I'm like, that's kind of stupid. But my mom,
I did one during COVID. It's real.
Okay. Okay, cool.
So, yeah, they have Latchhook Kids for adults, Latchhook Kids for.
Latchhook.
It's hard. Key Kids, kids.
Latchhook Kits for adults. Latchhook Kits for kids. They have rugs. This one is actually a really cute rug. And they have pillows.
Karen's was a lion.
Ours was just a bunch of different colors. Me and my mom worked on one that was probably the size of this one.
Mm-hmm.
And never finished it.
Oh.
But I think that this one has home with the O being a little puppy paw print. And it is a carpet embroidery tapestry.
Okay, new craft. Send it
and
my way. Let's craft it up.
You can also get a pack of 3 latch hook tools. So in case one breaks, you got 2 extras.
Send that my way. I want to latch hook the shit out of that.
Oh my God. This is a really, and the rugs, they're relatively big and only about $25.
This is why we podcast, guys. It's a public service announcement.
It brings us closer together.
That's right. I am going to.
Next thing you know, some of our Patreons are going to be macrameing like a son of a bitch.
I never really thought macrame.
How about,
was that cool.
Do people like still do like their own embroidering? You know, they have the little round
thing. Yes, cross stitching.
It was cross stitching.
I have cross stitched still. Okay. But I do think it's a lost art.
Lost
art.
I was so sad because her aunt made us. The
embroidered towels.
Towels, you know, the little dish
towels.
Tea towels for when we first got our first house.
So cute.
And I used to just, you know, I tried to hold on to them, but, you know, bleach is bad.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So I think one of the last ones I had, I just finally threw away. I'm like, oh, sorry.
I know. It was like, those are like ones that, I don't know.
I went like this. Goodbye, Wednesday.
Yeah, I think they were Monday through Sunday or whatever.
Cute.
But yeah, but the thing is, it's like half of you just wants to keep it in a box forever, and the other half is like, what's good is it doing
see it
in
every
the
day.
Box? Exactly.
Yeah, every day on Wednesday.
Did you ever notice that? Here I go again. Did you ever get the day of the week panties?
No.
Okay, I did, and stuff, and they never had Sunday.
Yeah, because you don't. That's the Lord's Day. You go free and
free ball on
Sunday. Yeah.
I could not imagine going to church without any undies on.
No, I think the deal was. I'm just making this up.
Okay,
but I think the deal was that that was supposed to be the day of rest or whatever. So they're probably in the wash.
Yeah, you washed them.
Oh.
Like Saturday's wash day or whatever. They're not dry yet.
Well,
I don't know.
That's dumb.
Yeah, it's like there's
you
like, you know.
Have two.
You have never read a Laura Ingalls Wilder.
They should have an extra pair that you can wear
Sunday.
While you're washing.
Sunday,
they should just say,
double
wash
Sunday.
Your washers.
Yeah.
Wash
your
washers.
Okay.
I think that's why.
Yeah. Any other thing else you guys can think of that was a lost crafting art?
Stained glass. Do people still do stained glassing?
I love stained glass.
That was cool.
And mosaics.
Oh, we talked about my buddy John. He started getting into doing leather work.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. My client Beth Ann.
Did you get that leather?
Yeah, that was great.
Her husband still does leather.
I'm a cobbler.
I love that. Ooh. I want to do this one. You talked about making soap.
Yes.
Let's make soap. Why are you doing that?
I'm laughing at dear old Sid Cobbler.
I'm a cobbler.
I'm a cobbler.
Peck a shoe. Seriously.
Hey, little boy, I'm going to make a nose
and
grow.
We made oatmeal soap with actual oatmeal in it, and then it had the exfoliant and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Fun.
Let's do that. And then also, there was this, I think it was like a mall. It's kind of like Old Town Arvada, but it was underground in Georgia. And it was called the Atlanta Underground. I think it was it.
That should have been in the last show. Yeah. Or 2 shows ago.
So great. But in the Underground show, you're right. But in any case, I thought it was so beautiful. And you guys probably had it here. I don't know if it was regional or not. But there was a whole shop that was all candles. And they had, like, let's say the inside was blue. And then there was a white layer. And then there was, like, pink on the outside or whatever. And then they would take a shaver.
Mm-hmm.
And there
and
would
make
be curls
them, like, curly
coming.
Cues.
Yeah, the curls would
come down. It was such a beautiful. Like, sometimes I'll, like, you can see, like, YouTube videos and stuff on that.
Yes.
And it's such an art. But it's also so, it makes me feel like I should never burn it.
Yes.
That's,
it is just a piece of art.
It's so
your
beautiful.
Furniture now.
Yeah.
You live here now. I'll never let you unfire
it. Yeah, exactly. And then it gets dust on it.
And you're just going to collect dust because I can't even dust you.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's a craft that I don't know that many people do. It's probably a factory thing now is make their own candles.
You know
how
they saw.
my brother used to make candles when I was a kid, and we at our old house when we were kids, it was a multi-living house, so it had a full basement with a kitchen in the basement.
Okay.
And that's where he would do it. Well, he forgot that he had put some wax on, and it exploded and caught our basement on fire. My mom burnt her hand real bad, this, that, but that was when he used to make candles all the time.
Yes. You know? I let Lisa shop on fire once with wax.
Wax? Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Wax is dangerous. Wax is
bad. That's why it's a lost art.
I would like to make a candle disclaimer.
Yes.
A few episodes ago, we were talking about like when you buy last minute gifts.
Oh, yeah. She last does burn them, folks.
I was like, I have so many candles. But we do light them in evergreen and stuff. I got some in my stocking that are so delicious. One is like a cranberry champagne and some other stuff. And they're really pretty. And I was excited when I got it. So I do love candles. I'm sorry.
Just in case anybody is listening to this.
Candles are great.
Okay.
Candles.
Let's make candles and soap. Ooh, so, like, and those bath beads and remember, not eat them.
The reason why we made a lot of soap was when you were selling lip stuff.
Oh, lip scents?
Lip scents, and you use a special soap.
That's true. We did, but no, that's not why we made them.
Well, we used to make them to give to our clients.
We did do that, yes, but I made big things of soap.
Oh, for Christmas gifts and stuff, yeah.
For her clients' gifts. For my clients, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here I'm bringing in a new subject that we did not talk about.
Exciting.
What are some crafts that are new crafts that people, you know what I was thinking of? Mm. I've seen this new thing with people making these insane, I wouldn't say sculpture. Yeah, maybe sculptures, animals out of cotton candy. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, my God. It's, I don't know, like, you know how on Reels or TikToks or something, you watch one and then it keeps coming?
Yeah.
Well, this guy, I keep watching his, and he has taught his kids how to do it, and he makes, like, he'll make a penguin. He'll make a...
So they get through it without eating it?
Yeah, because they're probably sick of it. They're like, cotton candy. And then he makes flowers. What reminded me of it was he does kind of the peely thing where it like is different because it's different colors. And then he kind of peels it and makes these beautiful cotton candy flowers.
I'm intrigued. God.
It's really cool. So that's an art.
I grew up in an age when everything was Ronco.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Everything was Ronco.
Buy it off TV.
So you could buy the thing to, you know, take your beer, but make it your beer bottle, but make it into a glass. Do you remember they had those things that you could make roses and stuff, and it was a wire, and you'd make the wire, and then you'd dip it into this liquid and pull it out, and it, you know,
be like gold
well, it was clear. It was, you know, like you could see through. It's crazy. I'm gonna have to look for that. But
let's do that.
We did. Yeah, we did that.
Shelly just wants to start craft night.
Shelly's like,
you know, guys, we can take my bed out of the upstairs bedroom and we'll make it a craft room.
Yeah, but yeah, I love crafting.
Me too.
It's so fun.
I don't, and you guys are making me again. I've got a craft. And be a craft.
You're going to go home. Mom, break out the sewing machine. Do this.
You know what we have room for? Nothing.
Yeah. You know, I have to give a shout out to people who do craft and make things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times if you go to craft fairs and stuff like that, the things that you see are not insanely, but relatively expensive.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They're probably not even making that much money on it. Well, it is so much more expensive to make something than it is to just buy crap from overseas.
Well, think about it. You know, I think that's what kind of was my mom's demise, was she would make some of the most, the best Afghans, you know? Or remember how she made all those Barbie doll clothes and everything, and she would try and do a craft show, and she'd be like, people are just so fucking cheap. They won't give me the money.
Sell it.
And it takes so much time.
And she goes, they don't understand the yarn, the time, and everything.
Even if you didn't put any time into it, it's the supplies. I remember thinking, I'm going to make soap because it'll be a cheap, not cheap, but inexpensive gift for my clients.
Client gift.
It was probably the most expensive thing I've ever done for my clients.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
And you can't eat it.
No. Well, no.
Can't.
Yeah.
You can't. But those little Barbie clothes, my mom made the cutest 70s Barbie clothes, and they had teeny tiny strips of Velcro on them to fasten them in the back, or teeny tiny buttons.
I'd never thought of Velcro for Brandy clothes.
Oh, yeah.
I should have done that.
Yeah, my mom would put little snaps.
I know. She's like, oh, my ears, ow!
Yeah.
Those little snaps, that's right, on the
little,
baby Barbie
little snaps on all those. And she
Oh, God,
she had the Avalanche dolls, and she had a Joe Sakic doll that she made.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a skill.
I wish we would have kept some of those.
I kept the bride and the groom. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Lost Art of Crafting.
They're next to your rock tumbler.
Yeah. They're down there somewhere. Yeah. Okay, well, there's that. Do you guys want to come back with
a
draw?
That was a good meet.
Let's see the last part.
Yeah, okay.
And if any of our listeners has a craft room and you'd like to have us over,
we'll
craft with you.
Yeah.
Hey, Little House on the Prairie, you guys, do you have a crush on Pa? Michael Landon?
It's been a while.
Okay. Yeah. I get you.
Okay.
They made their own bullets.
Bullets?
Bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. Not really a craft. Still just survival.
Their own bullets and cowhide.
So they did in The Walking Dead, too.
Yeah.
See where that got you.
They made their own bullet.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Witch of Wild coming up
Witch
next.
Witch of Wild. Crochet all day. Crochet. And your worries all melt away. Crochet. It's better when you crochet. Crochet all day.
All right, guys, we're back with your favorite part of the show, the Witchy Wow, or Wow Witchy. Which is it?
You choose. Witchy Wow.
Witchy Wow. Witchy Wow Wow.
The wicked word.
All righty, who would like to go first this week?
I'll go first. This week, I am doing the animal segment. And, okay, here's the thing. You know what we either don't talk about enough or talk about too much?
Tell us.
Lobsters.
Let's talk about sex. Oh, lobsters.
I'm your lobster.
Right. This has become quite a thing that we've talked about lobsters quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We're going to do it one more time.
Yeah, there was the orange one.
So there was an orange one. And this is a one in a hundred million lobster. In July, a lobsterman, which I didn't know was a thing.
A what?
A lobsterman. It's like
Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's like I'm a lobsterman. Yeah, I guess that's a thing.
Do the
okay. In July, a lobsterman fishing off the coast of Newcastle, New Hampshire, found a candy-colored lobster.
Mm.
The crustacean was donated to the Seacoast Science Center, a marine scientist education organization in Point State Park. Now, its crazy color does not mean that it actually tastes sweet or is candy. The hue is a result of a very rare genetic mutation. Lobsters commonly have multiple layers of carotenoid pigment known as and that shows the layers of red, yellow, and blue. When all these layers are stacked, they give the lobster a molted blotchy patterns of oranges and reds, pinks, blues, purples, yellows, and browns that form the lobster's camouflage. So it's usually like just a coat of all.
He looks like a Jolly Rancher.
Well, no, that's the normal lobster. All those colors on top of each other, which
Carol's
just
hungry.
Which just kind of gives it that normal lobster
hue.
Color.
Okay, yeah.
Sometimes these pigments are either not expressed or overexpressed. The results are a more colorful lobster. Some of them appear in shades of blue, about 1 in 2 million, in shades of very, very red, 1 in 10 million, split-colored, which is 1 in 50 million. There's an albino,
whoa,
which is a 1 in 100 million, and then the cotton candy one is also a 1 in 100 million. So I have
pictures?
A picture of
it. Show me this crustacean.
To me, it looks like it's just blue, but it is beautiful.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
That
it
is gorgeous.
It looks very like glass, really.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. I want the next time you do my nails to be as candy lobster colored.
Okay, remember that.
Okay.
Because I won't. Okay, yeah. And that is my Witch of Wow.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to eat it.
Okay.
They won't let you eat it, though.
It probably needs to be
studied.
Yeah, I would
for
think.
Science.
Yeah.
You want to go next, Arrow?
Sure. I'll go next. Okay, guys. So I got music this time around. I found a pretty interesting story about the oldest guitar known to man.
Ooh.
The oldest guitar known like instrument is a bow harp, which dates around 1300 BC. The bow harp was found in a tomb of an Egyptian singer named Harmos. Harmos.
Harmos.
H-A-R-M-O-S-E.
Harmos.
Harmos.
I like that.
Okay. My joke fell so flat, and I'm so sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead.
It's okay. It had a long neck and a hollow body and strings that could be plucked with a bow, a plectrum, or finners.
Finners.
However, there are other ancient instruments that may have influenced the guitar design. Kind of cool, though. Look.
I love that. You can pluck it with your perineum.
There you go.
Yeah, you can bow it.
Whoa.
Yeah, kind of cool.
How long ago was that? 1300 BC?
1300 BC, they found it.
Golly. That's really neat.
And that's when they first wrote Inagana Davida. They're like...
You know...
You got a little something to say about that there?
Well, I was Good just, witch? I was just... I'm the bad witch.
Bad witch?
I heard that they found from the 1200s...
A kazoo.
This is it.
Mine still don't work.
Oh. Okay. I think it was the first musical instrument, and they sang this song. Tell me if you guys can guess it.
Okay.
Okay.
Phenomena.
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 It's time to start the music. It's time to light the lights.
It's time for Shelley to do her witch-a-wow tonight.
Before she gets cut off by Lisa.
My witch-a-wow is stupid criminals.
Yes.
And has nothing to do with kazoos.
Okay.
Was that the first musical instrument or the first guitar, Daryl?
That's one of the oldest guitars found.
Yeah. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Lucille. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Stupid Criminals by Shelley Majors. Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard about... Okay, let me start over.
Take two.
Okay, let's say if you're going to steal something.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to get caught. Mm-mm. Who wants to get caught?
No.
So you might go to some effort to conceal your appearance. Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe like some pantyhose over your head. Perhaps a ski mask.
Mm-hmm. A little something.
Maybe throw a maxi pad over your eyes.
What?
The maxi pad bandit.
Oh no! How does he see to steal?
Does he cut the holes out?
I'll send you guys pictures. It's so great.
No.
Yes. So the maxi pad bandit, 2015 in San Bernardino, California. A man taped maxi pads to his face to attempt to hide his identity as he broke into a Battery Mart store. 51-year-old Gary Victor, no relation to our listener Jim Victor, was caught on camera breaking through the door with a piece of wood, ransacking the store, and when they later served a warrant on his home, all the stolen possessions were there. Story from Fox 9 in Minneapolis, St. Paul. They said, hey, dummy. That's where I got the information. After stealing the items from what looks like a Radio Shack type ripoff store, Gary fled the scene in a white 1992 Dodge Dynasty with maxi pads on his forehead and cheeks.
Oh, they weren't over his eyes.
No, he
it
just
was
got...
like a, right above his eyes, like, yeah, like a forehead
like this, like...
big situation. But it did distract from his appearance. And who knows, maybe he's a mad genius.
It's you.
Yeah, I'll send you pictures.
Okay.
Well, yeah,
Gary Victor, be on the lookout, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I hope they caught him.
Yeah, and he'll just sneak right under the radar.
Did I hear that right? Did they say a Radio Shack-like store?
I took it that way. It was called a Battery Mart
in
California. And it looked like, from the picture of him, I looked past the maxi pads and to the items that he was stealing, and it looked Radio Shack-esque,
okay.
Even though it was 2015.
Okay.
Right.
Stupid criminals.
Stupid criminals.
And that's Witcher Wowie.
Dum, dum.
So, we are going to come back with an all-time favorite blast from the past.
We got stacks of wax.
And blasts from past.
And maxi pads for all.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh yeah, he's the man witch. Oh yeah.
All Alrighty, guys, we're back. Hey, it's been a minute since we've spun one of these, but it's the Man Witch Minute. What do you guys think, hey?
Scandals,
maxi pads.
Let me get a timer for exactly 1 minute, and we will have Daryl a-talking.
He can have the floor for 60 seconds.
60 seconds? I've already eaten 30 seconds of that up.
Well, I actually put it on 1 hour, which would have really
All right. So anyway, that's his time in the third grade.
That's a long show.
And go.
Alrighty, guys. Well, this was, four shows in for the new year. Mm-hmm. We've done a couple of new things we tried out, so we'd like some feedback on that. And I don't think me and the gals were kidding around that if you've got a craft room, invite us over. Let us play with your stuff. Let us get crafty. And if you do have one of those spinning wheels for clay, me and Lisa would like to reenact a very famous movie clip and, you know, it'd be fun. But anyway, well, thank you for joining us today. And that's your Man Witch with his Man Witch Minute. I probably went a little faster than I usually do. But anywho, you get the do.
Get the
Man
do?
Witch out.
40 seconds there, Mr. Brown.
Wow.
Good job.
He was short-winded.
He was that. What if we would have given him an hour? That would have been crazy.
Man, you guys have been like,
been
what?
Sitting here for a while. Thank you guys again for listening to another Good Witch.
There's another lost art. Nobody hoops it up
Thank
anymore.
God. Oh,
we need a terrible towel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my, look. Took us 20 seconds to talk about that. If you haven't already, subscribe to Patreon. Don't just overlook that little thing that I just said. Just go do it. Mm-hmm. It's on our website, goodwitch-badwitch.com, in the upper left-hand corner, I think.
It's so helpful, right-hand. Especially this time of year, because this is when all of our bills come up.
Yeah.
So we need to re-up like our LLC, mm-hmm. and there's boring stuff, but there's legal shit, and video
all
stuff.
All those lawsuits. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to pay
We're
those.
Trying to settle out of court. Hashtag me too.
Yeah.
But anyway, we love you guys. We think you're great. We would love your feedback. We would love any financial and emotional support and a craft room.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So go to our website, goodwitch-badwitch.com. Go to our Facebook group and also rate and review us. Tell all your friends. And if you have any ideas for merch, we're overdue for some fresh merch.
Yeah.
Like, do you want some... season the roast beef sock. I don't know.
Just socks that they have no heels in them as a tribute to me.
We want your feedback. We want to talk to you guys. So anyway, do all of those things. But most of all, above all else, in this new year, happy January, December. Bender December is over.
Yeah.
Now it's like drink whatever I can, January.
Okay.
And stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bender, yeah.
Hoo hoo.
Oh, no.